Pan Talk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Back and in living color, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza.
We are.
What's going on?
Dude, what's going on? We got a new election. We got a same president.
Well, yeah, nothing you can do about that.
Or a governor, like soon to be president?
Well, I wouldn't say that either.
How does that work exactly? Like, does he have to? I thought did he vacate his governorship to run for president?
Yes, I believe.
Really?
That, yes.
It's like vacating the belt.
I think he should be able to do both, be the president and be the governor.
Oh, but he can't do that.
Why not?
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, you can devote all the, you know, equal amount of time.
I mean, imagine if you're Governor DeSantis, you wake up, you're celebrating your victory last night. A hard-fought victory. You win. Now you got to go on FEMA press conferences dealing with another hurricane in November.
A November hurricane.
A record. I mean, last time there was a hurricane in November, you were what, 7?
Jesus and I walked together.
It was like 100 years ago. We walked 1800s.
We walked hand in hand looking for Moses.
Bare knuckle was legal last time there was a hurricane that hit U.S. soil.
And from a personal standpoint, we're supposed to be on a plane tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Heading to NYC for the big UFC weekend.
Madison Square Garden.
Have you looked at the card?
No.
Check at the card.
I will look at the card.
You know, the card is pretty stacked.
Well, it's Madison Square Garden. You can't bring a weak card to Madison Square. It's a legendary building. Iconic.
You know, I've always said, and it's one of the questions that I'm going to ask one of the fighters, three UFC fighters scheduled today, Dominic Reyes. We also have the Steamroller.
Matt Fiola.
Matt Fiola. And Michael Trezano, they've all been on, you know, in the past. I've always said it's no big deal. You know, I'm jaded. You know, I've been here, I've been there, I've done that. But it is MSG.
Yeah.
Granted, I haven't walked all the way around MSG, just like I really haven't walked around, you know, Fenway, which I wished I would have done. But it's still MSG. And so that's why the plan is to go up tomorrow morning. Well, a lot of the media that's typically on Thursday is today.
Okay.
The press conference is today.
It is.
Dana has a press conference. I don't know if it's tomorrow or Friday for his new slap leg.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
Well, it's him and it's Lorenzo. And that's what I want you in. Not the boxing.
Slap? No, I got to do boxing.
No, I don't want you in the boxing.
I'm a celebrity. I can't do celebrity slap boxing.
Okay. First, you're not a celebrity.
I am a celebrity.
If you go to the slap thing. I don't even know what to call it, the slap leg.
Slap war.
A slap away. if you go and participate in slap away, then I will support your run as a boxer.
Well, the slap is like, you got to have a feeder program, like slippy, slappy, slumpy. You know, you got to
get the slip along.
You got to build it up. Like, you got to make the Savannah Bananas.
A lot of deaths lately over the last couple
of
days. Jeff Cook just passed away. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
He was one of the three, not four, one of the three original members of the band Alabama.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I think I've told you the story.
Yeah, the drummer was not.
He was just a studio drummer.
He was a studio drummer.
But they wanted, the studio thought the four looked better, and so everybody assumed. And then, you know, Randy's like, no, it's the three of us, you know. So Jeff Cook passed away. Also, in my opinion, the greatest special teams player of all time, Ray Guy. Recently passed away.
Wow, Ray Guy.
I saw the Scorpions put a post up, a rock legend, one of the bands that kind of travels in that circle with Steve passed away.
Aaron Carter, celebrity boxer and, you know, brother of NSYNC, Nick Carter. Or Backstreet Boy. I don't know which one of those groups.
That's why I just...
I don't know. They're all the same thing.
They're not all the same.
They're all the same.
They're really not.
They're the same. There's no difference between 98 Degrees, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, New Kid on the Block. They're all the same people, I think. Well, have you ever seen them all together in the same place?
I haven't.
The Masked Singer.
Hold on a second. I haven't seen every member of all those bands at the same time.
Exactly.
But I have seen, like, Joey Fatone was at a Backstreet concert in Vegas that I was at. So I know that he's not what you're okay. thinking.
But it's still,
and Joey Fat One's a good dude.
Yeah, Joey Fat.
I really do like that guy.
And then the rap trio, the Migos, one of the founding members, Takeoff, was killed in Houston. So yeah, a lot of deaths in the music industry. A lot of people.
And a storm coming back through Florida.
There is. Nicole, coming your way.
Nicole Allstott?
I don't know. That's Mike's window wife.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You try to give me a trivia question, I see.
Yep, I did throw that at you. All right, so USF, the USF Bulls,
yes,
have the possibility to pull off a huge coup.
What are they going to do?
And my question is, do they have the basketballs to do it?
To what, build the stadium?
They fired their head coach,
okay,
which happened Sunday. I was at the Bucks game. Matter of fact, I was standing with Martin Gramatica,
okay,
when the word came out. But there is a former head football coach who has kind of fallen, and some rightfully so, on rough times.
Okay.
And this person has said the only coaching job that he is interested in is USF.
The Gruden?
Do the USF Bulls have the basketballs to hire John Gruden?
Wow. Wow. But you know what? Is Gruden the same effective player in college as he would be in the pros? I mean, I remember like some of those basketball legendary figures like Rick Pitino, and like when they went to the NBA, they weren't really effective. Now, Gruden's effective in the NBA or the NFL, but would he have that same impact in the college league?
I don't know if he can do the demeanor.
Right.
You know, like
these kids are different.
You can't be Bobby Knight.
They're too soft these days. They're too emotional. They're too protected. They have too many like social media, you know, eyes to watch them. You won't get that kind of response out of them.
Yeah, you know, again, it's a different era.
That era, that 2002 Chucky team is that team doesn't work in today's world.
But I think that enough of the young kids who might not respond well to a John Gruden might have heard enough about him and winning a Super Bowl. You know, they may not look at the year after the Super Bowl. They may not even look at, or let's be real blatantly honest, I believe most college students would have no idea of what John Gruden did, allegedly did, have proof he did, emails, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, if I'm a parent and I know the legendary John Gruden is coaching, I would want my kid to have that kind of structure and discipline and hard work ethic where I would actually want my kid to play for John.
But the other 52% of the country, again, that we're still battling, there's two sides and whatever, you know, they're going to look at some of those things and some of the things that he said and not want their children, you know, to be around that. So it will be interesting. I think it would be a huge name for USF. Can you get past things that were said 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Back to the hypocrite portion. Okay, and I say this all the time. And Caleb was supposed to be here. We were going to talk about the Kyrie thing and what was said. The thing that I'm against is hypocrites.
Yes.
Either it's all bad,
okay,
or it's all acceptable.
Okay.
You can't give somebody that has done basically the same thing, has said something. You know, now you know what's going on with the Boston Bruins.
Uh-uh.
You know, with a young hockey player that bullied someone in school 10, 12 years ago,
okay,
and he got released, and he's out of the NHL.
For bullying when he was a kid?
Yep.
Seriously.
My thing is awful. Either all or none. That's you can't awful. Pick and choose second, third chances.
It's awful.
You know, were you ever bullied growing up?
Every day.
As was I.
Harassed every day.
Yeah, harassed, bullied. It's the same thing.
Awful.
You know, in the military, siblings. You know, all of that stuff happens, you know, on a regular basis. So, all right, let's go hit our first break, and then we're going to head up to NYC and somewhere very close to MSG. And we will talk to what I believe should have been a former champ, Dominic Reyes, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is pound for pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida, with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back momentarily going to head up via the phone lines and get ready for UFC 281. Good card. Main events all throughout. Dominic Reyes coming up momentarily. We're going to talk to him. Everybody freaking out. Golden State's off to a bad start. Like, they're not going to be in the playoffs, yeah, whatever the playoffs is, in 19 months.
Right. They shouldn't even play hard. They're still trying to get their, get up to game speed. It's like preseason still.
Again, first seed, top seed, fourth seed.
Doesn't matter. Once they're in, it's over.
When Curry starts throwing from the parking lot.
Uh-huh. So before the break, you said what you consider to be the former champ. Do you believe Dominic, beat John Jones in that fight?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was funny because I meant to talk to you about this off the air. When I jumped and did my 32 seconds of research, just updating, obviously we know Dominic very well. Brother, a big Buccaneer fan. I'm going to bring up some Super Bowl memorabilia, Super Bowl confetti that was given to me that I'm going to give to Dominic for his brother.
Nice.
But it said, you know, X amount of media that were polled. Who decided that? Who decided what media?
Right.
Because I was in the press room after. Nobody asked me.
Uh-huh.
But no, I thought Dominic won that fight.
Yeah.
Could have changed, you know, everything.
Sure.
But, you know, it is what it is. We won't bring up old wounds, you know, so to speak. But the Kyrie thing. And again, I wanted to hear Caleb's take on this. Are you up on any of this at all?
I don't have any idea what Kyrie does. Like, I don't even know who he is. Really.
Okay. So Kyrie tweeted about a movie that I believe he's never seen.
Okay.
Okay. First, that's your first problem.
Okay.
You know, you don't. And then he got in an argument. You know, it was a, had a lot of anti-Semitic things in the document documentary. So a lot of people are up in arms.
Okay.
There was an argument between Kyrie and one of the big basketball reporters from the Four Letter Network. Kyrie said, "I didn't promote it," and he's like, "Yeah, you did. You know, you have 4.8 or 2.9 million followers. You're promoting when you tweet something." All right, so I don't even really want to talk about what he did and this, that, the other. What I want to talk about is what the Brooklyn Nets have handed down to Kyrie.
Okay, what'd they hand down?
Suspended him.
Okay.
Suspended until he apologized, which he said he adamantly said he wouldn't do, and then I believe he did right after the suspension. The thing that, I was against, and okay, you know, our research staff, Sean, told me that the Jewish Defense League refused. The Brooklyn Nets, in their list of penalties, wanted or told Kyrie he had to make a donation to the Jewish Defense League.
What?
And the Jewish Defense League, if that was the Jewish organization, said, "We don't want it. You know, we don't want his money." That's the part that I didn't like. You know, to tell somebody you have to donate money. Yeah, again, you know where I stand on, I don't care what you say.
Well, but he has freedom of speech. He can post whatever he wants. Hey, just because you post on it doesn't mean you endorse it.
Well, no, that's not true. If you post it.
I posted today. I posted two photos. One of Charlie Chris, who was former governor, who's local to St. Pete, who supports my restaurant, who eats at my pizzeria. And I posted that he ran a great campaign. And, you know.
Did you see he's already, this was posted on my Facebook. Did you see he's already moved to a new party?
Oh, which one?
The Christmas party.
Okay. All right. Well, we have the pizza party as an availability as well. But you know, and I also posted a picture with Ron DeSantis, who is our governor, who won. And I put, "And still," in the Bruce Buffer voice. "And still, you're governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis." I posted both sides. I didn't endorse either one of those. I didn't take a side. I just posted on social media. Doesn't mean that I endorse what I share or retweet.
That's true. No, I agree with that.
So it has nothing to do. So Kyrie's being blamed for something. They're just trying to make an example out of him because he's defiant. And he did this with COVID. And he wouldn't take the test. And he couldn't.
I disagree with you. If Kyrie, or if you, we're going to use you because I'd like you less than Kyrie.
That's not true.
No, it is true.
You're Jewish. You can't like him now. That's what they're saying.
No, that's not what they're saying.
If you can't support the guy because you're Jewish, and he said he posted something about Jews.
All right. So when you, Matthew McClellan, post about a movie, and you're saying this is a great movie, you know, go watch this movie, you are promoting that movie. If you're
not promoting it.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
Sure you are.
No, if you're endorsed it, if you're a paid contributor, if somebody pays you to sponsor something and you endorse, or you're a sponsored athlete or an influencer, then yes, you are purposeful. But if you're just putting your opinions, or you're just sharing something you enjoy.
Your opinion. That's your opinion.
Everybody gets an opinion.
I understand that. And what I've been saying all along, I want you to have an opinion.
Do you?
I don't care what your opinion is.
But that's the point.
Your opinion doesn't matter to me. What I don't like is hypocrites.
They're being forced to pay.
What I don't like is hypocrites that this hate is bad, that hate is not. This now, color is bad.
So then I'm going
to. I was talking about crayons. I wasn't talking about race colors.
So I've got to call you. I got to ask you a question.
Then. Yeah.
So Cain Velasquez, who is on trial for attempted murder.
Yep.
Was released yesterday.
Yep.
From hit for, you know, for bond. But Brittany Griner, who's in Russia, who's in prison for a drug charge, it was transferred to a penal facility, unknown disclosed location.
Hard labor.
For her hard labor for the next 9 years.
Yep.
And so.
What's your question?
Well, so do you think that the system is fair? Do you think that it's. Do you think Cain should be free?
No.
And do you think that Brittany should have a chance to redeem herself because it's a weed pen?
No.
That's in her luggage.
Both. No.
Who are they caught in the act of smoking it?
First of all, it's two entirely different things. Okay. One, attempted murder. I'd like Cain Velasquez. And I even posted this on Facebook. Cain Velasquez did what you and I and every other father of a child has said we would do, knowing that 99.9% of us don't have the balls to do what Cain Velasquez did.
That's true.
Okay.
I agree with that.
With that said, Cain Velasquez has been charged And there is, in my opinion, no way that he can be found not guilty of attempted murder. And because of what Cain Velasquez did, in my opinion, he should go to prison.
Okay.
He fired into a moving car. He hit the wrong person, even if he hit the right person. But he hit the wrong person.
Right.
He deserves jail time, period.
Okay.
Okay. Even though I support and I look up to the guy who had the balls to do what we all wished we could do.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Brittany Griner went to another country, and a country that she's familiar with, knows the laws. Okay. Stupidity isn't a reason to be found not guilty.
It's true.
If you travel, I don't remember if it was you or not. I think it might have been John Robinson. And I tell the story in correlation to this all the time. We're in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
We went to a UFC in Virginia.
Okay.
An MMA event in Virginia, because this could have been the biggest robbery in the history of mixed martial arts. It was Chase Beebe's brother, I believe. I don't think it was Chase Beebe. I think it was his brother. I think. Five rounds, had the back of his opponent, and if I'm exaggerating, may it rain between now and Friday.
Okay.
Here in the Tampa Bay area. Okay. He rode the other guy's back for the 25 minutes, 23 and a half minutes.
Okay.
And when they went to make the announcement, John McCarthy turned to him and apologized. Okay?
Okay.
Because he lost.
Wow.
What? The worst highway robbery in the history of mankind.
Well, just hugging someone for 23 minutes doesn't Victor Dick. There's no strikes. There's no throws.
He still, if I have your back for 23 and a half minutes.
There's no punches. There's no.
Okay, there were punches. Okay, now will you shut up? Okay. So we're driving down the street, and a policeman pulls up next to me. I'm talking on the phone. Policeman pulls up and look, gives me this look. Luckily, I didn't say all the things I really wanted to say, but I basically was saying, what's your problem? What are you looking at?
Okay.
And pretty much he responded, what's your problem? What do you mean? It's illegal to talk on a cell phone in D.C.
Oh.
And I said to him, we're yelling back and forth through the car. I go, well, I'm not from here. He goes, that's not my problem. That's yours.
Oh.
You need to know the law
of
where you are.
For sure.
I don't feel bad for her. I don't. You broke the law.
9 years hard labor.
Is stupid. It's ridiculous.
It's excessive.
It is excessive. You're in a country that is basically, I don't want to use that three-letter word that I can't stand, because the United States of America and Russia are not in a war.
Right.
You know, they're always butting heads and whatever, but it's not a war. The war is in Ukraine. When you go to another country that your country doesn't get along with, you maybe want to not take something that's illegal. That's all.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, Julian Lane
was just there.
Was just there, and he came back just fine.
Okay.
Like, you know, but he got into the bare knuckle scuffle, you know, here on U.S. soil.
Yeah, which I will talk about that too. David Feldman coming up in the second hour. God, can we have one event that doesn't have some shenanigans?
Well, but the shenanigans are what makes it go viral.
I understand that.
Like, what gets more clicks? The championship non-belt that was fought on Saturday night. Like, why did the belt not go? Why wasn't there a belt
on the line?
On the line for Reggie Barnett Jr.
I don't know.
Like, what if Gian would have won? He's not the
Gian.
Gian. Yeah.
I liked how they spelled his name wrong, but that's another story.
Well, I said it wrong. So
big ups to Gian.
But
honestly,
let
me just say this publicly. Gian is a friend of the program.
He is.
A former teammate over at Def War.
Just because you went there once.
More than once.
Just because your banner was in the room doesn't make you a teammate.
I used to train at Def War all the time.
With Danny Alvarez?
Well, Danny never changed. Danny
District was 69.
Yeah, he just
Florida
won.
State House Representative.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, big ups.
Mr. Alvarez.
Big ups to him. Very happy for him.
Awesome guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
So a former teammate. Love Gian, but I didn't think, well, I thought it was a title fight. I'm like, how the hell is he getting a title shot? Big ups to him. You know, five rounds, it wasn't awful. I mean, he got beat.
Yeah.
Reggie Barnett, you know, did what Reggie Barnett does.
That's what he does.
Was very successful.
He's got those educated hands.
But, you know, he held his own, went five rounds, and as soon as the fight was over, I was asleep.
You were asleep?
Yeah. I was in my chair. At least I stayed up for it. Was kind of proud of myself on that.
Okay.
We'll talk about Saturday's bare knuckle.
For sure.
BYB is coming next Saturday.
It is.
And we will be there. Desmond Green going for your boy's belt.
Which one?
What's Bert's last name?
Scott.
Bert Sock. The belt, the Diamond Gazette Diamond Belt.
I need one of those. Like, that's what my outfits are missing, is like a little bit of a razzle-dazzle. I need a little sparkle. Not like sequins, but like
you
like
need diamonds. Sparkle, all right. And Mick is willing to give you some sparkle.
I need to talk to Mick. He messed me today. I call him back.
Coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Victor Williams from King of Queens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida, with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com. and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Russ Hochstein, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And you are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tournament Day Pizza. Welcome back to the show, Randy. Are your Phillies champions?
I believe this is me making this up because I don't know for sure, but that the Philadelphia, city of Philadelphia, may be the only city in the history of the world to lose two world titles on the same day.
What was the other world title?
Soccer.
Really?
Yep. And you know me, I don't keep up on anything. Sean's a big soccer guy. We had it on.
Yeah.
And they scored in OT, in extra time.
Okay.
So I'm texting, hey, they won. And Sean's like, no, they play the whole extra time out. And then they lost. And then they lost in the shootout. And
you can't say shootout.
The goalie
can't say shootout.
On the winning team, I believe it was LA, got red carded. Okay. Got hurt and got red carded. So take a wild guess who the MVP of the championship game was. The backup goalie.
Okay.
Came in, stopped him, stopped the penalty kicks.
Oh.
He is your soccer, for whatever that's worth, I believe I saw a stat that the Phillies went like 0-412 on breaking balls.
Whew.
They couldn't hit a curveball to save their lives.
Now, how did the Astros cheat to win this World Series? Like, what was it?
All right, first of, and you know, again, I'm not crying over spilled milk. They didn't cheat to win the World Series.
Oh, okay.
But they did cheat at least two times.
And how's that?
One, a batter used an illegal bat.
Oh, what do you mean an illegal bat?
The bat has been banned.
Well, what makes the bat illegal?
It could have been the barrel. It could have been the length. I don't know what the exact, but it was banned.
Okay.
But it was Albert Pujols' bat.
Oh.
Hold on. Albert Pujols was grandfathered in to use the bat. Okay, so if they make a law starting now, if you've already used it, like the number 42,
right, grandfathered in.
Rivera got to continue wearing it because he was grandfathered in, and then no player will ever wear 42 again. So Albert Pujols was grandfathered in. Albert Pujols gave, I don't know the guy's name, I think he was the catcher of Houston, the bat.
Maldonado.
Right, Maldonado. And he used the bat in game one.
Okay.
It was illegal.
Oh.
Because he came into the majors after the bat was banned. And then there was something a pitcher was doing, too. How about the one game where the pitcher was tipping his pitches?
Oh, he was.
You see that?
No.
Which isn't illegal. It's just stupid.
He's just telling him what he's going to do.
So Bryce hit the homer. Did we talk about I got banned on Facebook?
Well, that's why I said you can't say shooting.
Well, I know that you can't say bomb.
Yeah, you definitely can't say bomb. How long were you in suspension?
Well, I was banned from posting on Facebook for 4 days. I'm banned for another 22 days of going live, going into chat rooms, because what I said, and I get it, all right? I'm not overly upset. Here's what I'm upset about, okay? Common sense.
Okay.
I didn't post properly. I didn't, well, like I didn't say Bryce Harper hit a bomb in Philadelphia.
Or you didn't set it up.
Right.
You use that vague social media chatter that you like to do so well.
And it was an accident.
You like the controversy.
Not in this case. I didn't mean to do that in this case. So I posted something like, and literally it was 30 seconds after Bryce Harper hit the bomb in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I didn't say Bryce Harper hit a bomb in Philadelphia. I said, bomb went off in Philly, bye-bye. So I get it, all right? I understand. I'm not upset at that. What I'm upset about is, because this happened last time I got banned, they allow you to appeal it, right? So all I was trying to do is explain what I did, and they wanted no part of it.
Well, have you ever seen Meet the Fuckers, like the movie?
Yeah.
It's like, so you can't say bomb on an airplane.
Right.
So tomorrow when you get on your flight, going to MSG, do not say bomb in any capacity on that airplane.
I wouldn't, even though my mom said I did once at the airport.
So we have a track record.
I was in the military, and you know me with my temper, something stupid.
So, Your Honor, how long would you be banned in Russia if you went to Russia? Like.
Well, again, but then that's me. You know, that's on me that if I do something stupid in another country.
More or less than 9 years. Would you be penalized in
that's
Russia?
Like I did learn something after going to Canada.
What's that?
Whenever you go to another country, you're always there for personal reasons. Just saying.
For business?
That. Yeah, you're never there for business.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just so when you go down to Brazil, remember, you're there for personal. You're not there for business. So like I said, I understood, and you know, my whole family was on me, and I'm like, okay, I get it. I didn't lay it out properly, okay? I didn't say, you know, bombs going off in the World Series. You know, it was quick. It just happened. I assume everybody who's following me knows what I'm talking about, okay? Knows that I'm talking about the World Series.
But those two people are busy. They don't have time to keep up with your shenanigans.
So like I said, I get it. I get it. The only thing that upset me was when I went to appeal it, and I hit send, it's like, we're down right now. Try again later.
Yeah. Well,
for 4 days.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to figure out, like, okay, you have a history here. We're pulling up archives of other times you were suspended.
Only one time, and it got lifted.
And your boy now, the Twitter's back. Twitter is now reconfirming. Did you have to confirm your check mark, or now it's gray to be verified by Elon Musk?
Well, you can pay $8 a month, right?
Well, yeah, I think if you have a check mark, you have to pay $8 a month for maintenance or... Yeah. For credibility.
I would never pay $8 a month. No. I wouldn't pay $8 a month to keep Twitter or Facebook or this radio show. Yeah, I'm not paying $8 for nothing.
No?
No. Okay. No. Would you pay for the blue check?
You pay $8 for a beer at a ball game, though.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, If you buy anything at a ball game, it's
$8. I may pay $8 for a Diet Coke. I went to Walmart today. Least expensive place I can find for Diet Coke.
Really?
It's, I believe, $3.20 a six-pack of the bottles. So I told the Coke guy was bringing, you know, a big crate full of stuff. And, of course, I wanted the Diet Cokes on the bottom. And because
they're colder?
Well, no. They were putting them up, but the Diet Cokes were on the bottom.
Okay.
So it's like the bottom two rows are Diet Cokes, then Sprite, then this and that. And, you know, I wanted them because they were still in the cardboard case. It's just easier. I said, you know, I'm going to probably get banned for this, too.
But
I said, normally, you know, I meet my drug dealer on the street. Here I'm meeting you at Walmart, you know, as I buy three cases. So it would have been 12 six-packs, you know, of Diet Coke.
So when you're doing your hard labor, what job do you anticipate you could do hard labor for? Like, could you like, chop down trees? Like, what do you think would be the easiest thing you could do?
I think I would die within a week.
Really, of doing manual labor?
Well, because as soon as I can't do the first day of manual labor and they put you in the hole.
Is that what they do?
Yeah. You know, that's what they did to the guy from Shawshank the Redemption. You know, when he was trying to defend something, they threw him in the hole for 30 days and, you know, you get no light. Yeah, I would die quickly.
Which would be tougher? John Gruden, like training camp or prison in Russia?
No, it's stupid. Come on.
I mean,
I thought you were going to be serious.
They're both pretty tough. Which one has more yelling and screaming?
I'm not sure.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That Gruden, that's a no-nonsense. Like,
no, I get that. But you're talking about a football camp of something that you're doing.
Football is life.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying you're playing football. I play neither. So they both would be difficult. But something about, I had a friend. We'll stick with friend.
Okay.
Who went to a golf course country club.
Okay.
And when asked about going to the golf course country club for his sentence, his comment was, the door shuts locked every night. You know, so it doesn't matter how easy it is during the day.
Yeah.
You know, try getting up to go to the bathroom. Your bathroom's right next to you. You know, going to get, you know, you can't. So, I mean, jail's jail. But hard labor stuff, you know.
USF.
Does she, back to Griner, does she deserve what they've given her?
No.
We would say no, but again, it's in another country that they have their own rules.
I know, but they're making an example of her because she's American.
Of course.
Like they're doing that.
Of course.
Political pawn.
Of course.
It's brutal.
Of course.
So I don't think it's fair and just what's going on with her.
Of course.
But
isn't it ironic somebody that had the opinion that she's had on the country and the country that, you know, it's so bad and this, that, the other. Now she's crying out, yelling out for help from
Please
the country
that
she's been bad-mouthing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think most Americans find themselves in that situation. I mean, a lot of people in this country don't appreciate the freedom that they have. They take for granted the things they have. They hate the system, but they've never been anywhere where it's worse. And that's why everybody is desires to come to this country. This is the fantasy world. Like, I know my wife is Brazilian.
But so are you.
Well, growing
up. Oh, no, you're French.
Well, but growing up, coming to America was a dream.
Sure.
And it was a fantasy. And then if you were privileged enough and had enough resources, you could actually come here on your 15th birthday to Disney for like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity trip.
Is that true?
So that's what they fantasize as kids from 0 to 15 is just a chance.
Who pays for those trips?
Usually the churches, or the schools.
I'm asking seriously.
They raise money and they come as a group, and it's a fantasy.
And that's
like,
why Brazilians are okay.
So they look up to America as like this magical place.
Is it a prerequisite that they always take the empty luggage home?
Well, they do that because they buy the stuff here cheap, and then they can resell it back there.
Right.
So they can pay or recoup the cost from their trip. But they look to America as like a fantasy land. Like it's this magical place. So, you know, we are born into it. So we don't see it as that way. There's nowhere for Americans like to, oh, man, I'm American. I want to go live somewhere better. I can't wait till I get to be an adult and I can live here.
Right.
This is it. So, you know, I think a lot of us take it for granted. I think, you know, superstars with athletes and money and influence, and they are, you know, not appreciative. They end up in situations like Brittany Griner.
No, for sure. And I want to talk about Martin Gramatica, something that was played at the game on Sunday, basically what you just said. But I was so intrigued. And again, when you go to Disney, you always see Brazilians there.
Uh-huh.
So, A, that now makes sense. But that's very similar, and I'm sure you know this, that Jews have something that are called birthright. And every Jew throughout the world, it is their birthright to get a free trip to Israel.
Oh, really?
Before a certain age. I think it's before 21.
Sure.
Which Emily did get to experience. And it's to keep the young of the religion interested in the religion.
Uh-huh.
And in which it did. It kind of rejuvenated her love for it. She'd been bat mitzvahed and whatever. So it is very similar.
Sure.
I mean, it's religious and it's Brazilian. I mean, it's two kind of different things, but very cool.
Did Israel get a new president? Then Netanyahu? What's his name? I don't know what his name is. But I think
More importantly, what happened in Brazil?
Brazil, the...
the riot started?
Oh, it was, but it was a little bit like America. The president who lost refused to concede. There's a few days of chaos and turmoil. And
he's
shut down.
And that was the one, and I'm being serious, that was endorsed by Trump.
Correct. Right. He was aligned with his political party with Trump's policies. And then the corrupt prisoner federal violator was re-elected by the people. So all the jails were celebrating, all the guns and celebratory gunfire was going off on social media. And
in the favelas?
In the favelas. And it's a crazy time down there. But, So
the Martin Grammatica, they showed a thing with salute to service and all that kind of stuff. And, he has his big, charity. And he talked about that. And he said, and most people, they don't get this. They didn't realize this, that Martin Grammatica and the Grammatica family are not from here.
Argentina.
They're from Argentina. And it means everything. They came here for a better life. And, all three of them went to college on football scholarships. Two played in the NFL. Two now coach, the Strikers.
Sure.
As Santiago is now, as he does a lot, follows Martin, and they do a lot together. They're good partners. And that's what he was expressing, is that, growing up, you think of America and the great land, and then you get here, and he wants to give back, where at home he wasn't able to do that, wasn't able to see the kind of things that you see here in this country. So, all right, let's go hit that quick break that we do at the 45 mark. And when we come back, we will close out hour number one.
Can you book me my Jewish trip, my birthright trip?
Are you under 21?
Yes.
You're a 21-year-old Brazilian, French, Dane.
Well, now I'm a Jewish martial artist, a Krav Maga master.
Yeah, you can be Jewish and still be Danish.
Well, I'm going to learn Krav Maga and then I'll go back on my birthright.
Well, I saw Connor. All you got to do is get down on the floor with a stick.
What's up with the stick?
That's the stick. He's like a little cat, and he just pushes the stick around. And I saw a tweet. We'll talk about his tweet and Roadhouse when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the Giant. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida, with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com, and you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And you're back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tournament Day Pizza ahead of Hurricane Nicole.
All right, so the Conor McGregor. Now, he took over the Roadhouse
part.
That was originally planned for Ronda Rousey.
Uh-huh.
Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, there wasn't a female in the original Roadhouse that was like, you know. There was a female in there, but it wasn't like the main fighting.
Right, wasn't the badass.
So, yeah, I think it should have stayed with a male character.
I had a problem and have a problem with that part, and this is why. In the world where males shouldn't hit women,
yeah.
But if you have a cooler, which is what the name was, and that, you know, she was the badass, uh-huh. And you know, Patrick Swayze was the badass, she's going to get hit.
Yeah,
somebody's going to punch her.
Right.
So I think that's a bigger issue. It's kind of like in the WWE world, you know, in that, you know, when a female gets into the ring, do you hit her? Do you not hit her? It's fake. It's scripted. It's. And it could present a problem. I believe Connor's quote was, "I am the highest grossing actor of all time in a first time acting."
Well, he probably will be.
Well, I don't know, because he acted in the Mayweather fight.
Oh,
he acted as a fighter.
That's not nice.
It's true.
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, the interest and the hype behind it, the build up to it.
Do you have interest in it?
I mean, just because it's Connor, of course.
See, I don't know. I hate remakes.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, the original was so good.
It was so good.
The Roadhouse was so good. I mean,
Funk is in it. You know, Funk's in it, right?
No.
Yeah. No. I think it was Terry Funk was in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they get in the fight outside, just when the doctor comes up, you know, and that's when Patrick Swayze
gets
away. One of them is one of the Funk boys.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other guy that's been acting forever with the deep voice, and you know, the one that eventually gets stabbed at the end. I mean, they were iconic guys.
It's a great movie.
And it's Patrick
Swayze. Well written. Yeah. I mean, so they have to do it justice. They have to do it, you know, right.
If you want to prove your badness, because you keep thinking that you're bad and you keep, you know, wanting to fight people.
I'm a tough guy.
I want you to be like, I want to watch you pull a Patrick Swayze and pull somebody's heart out of their body.
I'm going to do my best. I mean, it looks like March 11th, you'll get to see it live on paper.
Where'd you come up with the March 11th?
I don't know. I'm just making up numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, I was looking at the bingo board behind you. I was like, oh, look, there's 311.
I have spoken to Damon Feldman.
Yeah.
I have spoken to him.
Yeah.
About you possibly fighting. Now, we both have to get over the hump that it's a celebrity boxing event and you're not a celebrity.
I am a celebrity.
But you're not.
By definition, I am absolutely a celebrity. And I guarantee you there's no pizza guys out there doing what I do.
Like, what?
Well, I dabble between politics.
You dabble a lot.
I dabble between fighting, professionals, Super Bowl champions. Like, I surround myself with celebrities. Like, so by association, I'm a celebrity. But my own contribution to the community, to the world, the legacy of the pizza diet.
Yeah, okay.
Changing the world.
I had it out with Travis Thompson.
What did you have out with?
Yeah, we had a very heated argument
about me.
Yes,
because he gave me glory and credit.
Yes, he gave you some props. I don't know if he gave you credit.
Well, how come everybody from Philly says my man? How come Feldman? My man, like every time I talk to him, like, hey Travis, what's good, man? Like, you look great out there, my man. The Philly thing. Well, you wouldn't know because you're not from there.
Whatever.
You were born on the soil.
Okay,
but you didn't grow up there.
But so that means I'm from there.
Never, not once have you called me my man. So when you call me my man, I know you're from Philly.
You're not my man, though.
I'm my man.
You are a man. All right. So I'll say amen.
Amen.
Which sounds similar to amen.
Now you're religious. See, look at that.
Okay. That's better better than you being my man.
But go ahead. Tell me about my props that I received.
Oh, he just threw some props.
To deliver them. I need to hear them.
By sticking, you know, him in a barrel of ice, it made him be able to fight through whatever the hell he fought through.
I'm a motivational speaker, Randy, a professional at that.
Oh, I can't argue that.
And I get paid to do it.
And that makes you a professional.
And both my clients that I train on Saturday night, both of them won fight of the night. And I would have gone 5-0, except two of my clients fought each other. So I went 4-1 for the night. If you include Julian Lane, who rushed the ring after the fact, I went 5-1.
What was fight of the night?
Julian and Jay Feldman. They found him with the hand on the neck all the way to the mat.
That was the Undertaker slam.
What about Feldman? He still got it quick in his age.
Well, you know, they have, you know, they come from a fight family.
Right. Marty was a coach and they were a pro fighter. His brother Damon, pro fighters. I will soon be a pro fighter. March 11th. Atlantic City.
You know what? I'm going to make it so you're not going to be a pro fighter.
That's why you're going to make it for free?
Yes. You've now pissed me off enough. Yes. Yes.
I don't want the money, though. That's the thing.
Right.
I'm doing this for the legacy, the pizza industry,
and that's
to change the world.
The pizza has nothing to do with all this.
It does. This is the body that pizza built. Everybody's going to see what a 46-year-old father to entrepreneur who...
Hold on a second. Time out. Hold on. Just one. Yeah. Seriously. I'm being serious.
No, okay.
I'm being totally serious.
I'm being serious, too.
What is being a father of two mean? You had nothing to do with that.
What do you mean? I made them.
No, you didn't.
I was there.
Your wife made them.
I was there. I could.
You didn't know.
She carried them for me. I made them.
I argued this the other day, and I was telling my wife where I hate when they say, you know, a male is, you know, had a baby. A male didn't have the baby.
No, I didn't have the baby.
Right.
I made the baby.
Which didn't take much.
No, but I was there. And it took
not necessarily. Not necessarily. You didn't have to be there.
I wanted to be there.
No, but I'm just saying.
But the angle that
could have been an in vitro.
The angle that I'm really taking here is that I'm just the average Joe. I'm just like every other father out there, every other household, head of household who...
Can I change one word?
Works every day.
Would you just add one word in there?
What's that?
Say it again. You're an average guy.
Average
I want
Joe.
You to say, before average, I want you to just say below.
I'm just below average Joe.
There you go. Please get that clip and save it. We need that from now on.
I'm a just below average Joe who wants to show everybody what it's like to be in the real world with real food in real time, right? I'm not a professional athlete where I eat, sleep, train, and recover. These are all things that any person can do in the real world. And so that's the angle that I'm taking with this celebrity boxing is, hey, everyone's going to see the performance side of what a body built by pizza can achieve.
Can I give you, can I ask you a question real quick?
Of course.
Have you seen this gentleman that's now walked out two or three times?
Yeah, he took all my inventory.
Yeah, but he's looking and giving you the dirtiest look. So should I show the Diet Coke again?
Man, I will knock that.
The Pepsi guy.
I'll beat the brakes off that Pepsi.
The Pepsi guy. He keeps looking at you like he just lost his firstborn because he's taking his Pepsi products out.
That will be a runaway train because I'll beat the brakes off that dude. Like, I don't know if Pepsi guys are famous enough to be in the celebrity boxing, but I'll beat his ass, too. I can say that and not get banned. You say bomb and get banned for a month.
Well, but the bomb was said on Facebook and taken out of context.
Yeah, well, I'm really going to beat that guy there. If he stares at me one more time, I'm going to knock that out.
He has been giving you some dirty looks.
Man, he does not know who he's messing with.
How long ago did you switch Pepsi out?
I don't know. Not long enough. But he's ready to throw down in the parking lot, so we can get it.
All right.
I need some sparring practice anyway for March 11th
All
in
right.
Atlantic
we're,
City.
We're 1 hour in. We haven't talked about the elephant in the room, and we'll talk about that in a second. But have you seen the Heisman Trophy commercial?
No.
And it's Barry Sanders, and it's Baker Mayfield. And you know how they have the Heisman House?
Uh-huh.
You've seen those commercials.
Of course.
And so Baker is talking to Barry Sanders about how obnoxious the Alabama people are.
Oh.
You know, and the three Alabama Heisman people are like out in the front yard playing. And they mention about the elephant in the room. And Baker's like, yeah, the elephant in the room. So Barry Sanders says it again. And he's like, no, there really is an elephant in the room. As the elephant, the mascot, I think his name is Al or Big Al, is in the Heisman House. But we do need to talk about the elephant in the room, and we only have a couple minutes. So in the second hour, Matt Friola coming up, David Feldman coming up, Mike Trezano coming up. But we need to talk about Sunday's game, the Buccaneers and the Rams.
Yeah.
And the question that I'm going to have for
Big win.
Did the Bucs win or did the Rams lose?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter. I get that. But everybody now thinks the Bucs are back, that the Bucs are going to fly to Germany and they're going to roll over Seattle. Not so fast, my friend. The Bucs were awful. I mean, they really were awful, and the Rams had the game won.
But Brady came back with a career high, 55th comeback victory, what goats do.
Did you watch the last 50 seconds?
No.
I think the Rams defensive coordinator said, let me see how we were able to win last year. Let me see the awful defense that the Buccaneers played against us last year to go to the Super Bowl, and we're going to make it even worse. They didn't pressure. They didn't block the sidelines so that you could march down the field with saving your timeouts, or I don't even think they had any because they used them, you know, on their awful offensive plays. Cooper Kupp slides instead of dives. They don't try to get a first down. They get a first down, they win. Just awfulness.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, all you're going to see is a W in the column.
That's true.
And you can see what season they went for the record. And that's all that matters.
The Bucs could win the division at like 4-40. It's possible.
Possible.
You know.
It gets them in the playoffs. Gives them a chance.
Because the other teams are even worse.
We could put Cletus Clark in there. Let him run a quick 100 meters and, you know. Ain't nobody going to catch Cletus.
Three touchdowns and the Bucs win a game.
Except Carl Lewis, I guess. But Cletus, you got hands? Can you play football? Might need you on Sunday.
In Seattle.
In Germany.
In Germany. In Seattle. He's in.
You got a passport?
All right, let's go. Let's hit the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll head up to New York as we get ready for UFC 281. The steamroller, Matt Friola, when we return. This is Knockout Radio.
Gold medal.
I didn't bring it up. You're acting like an idiot now.
Why?
We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.